Matt Martin, welcome to Super Athlete Radio.
How are you doing? It's a pleasure to have you. Well, to be here, actually.
Yeah, I'm really excited to have you. Mobility coach and mindset coach and discipline and strength practitioner. I'd love for us to start just off the bat. When I asked how you wanted me to describe you, you said a discipline coach. Could you tell me a little bit more about what you meant by that?
So for me, this takes discipline, anything you want to do in life. So it's very important that people understand the different facets of what goes into what we would consider fitness, you know, and all things, no matter what we're doing, take discipline. And we need to understand that and, you know, have it just out in the forefront. Like I was saying, I'm a practitioner, and it took discipline in order to get to that stage, you know, rather than just someone that every now and then likes to do this or that. So, and I always tell people too, with the whole discipline situation, you want to take baby steps, like the Kaizen method. You want to get 1% better every day, you know? You want to get 1% better every day. So this way, say in 4 months from now, you're a whole nother person, you know? So it's just all about the little things, taking baby steps. Everybody wants to just jump into the end goal, but there's logistics in between, and that takes discipline.
And then how do you define discipline?
I define discipline as doing things that you said you were going to do long after the time or the mood that you set it in.
Mm.
You know, when you were all excited and like, I'm going to go do this, you know, and then like a week goes by. No, you've been doing it, yes, but now you kind of don't really feel like doing it, you know, and it's easy to just put it off. I'm like, well, I got to go do this. So I even told myself, I think it was January 15th, after I ran those 5 miles barefoot in the sand, I was like, I'm going to start doing all the things that I don't want to do that I know I should do, you know, to stop putting things off, be disciplined.
And for you personally, what were some of those things?
Just, I would say getting out more, specifically, literally getting out more, reading more too. I just stopped for a while. I was doing a lot of reading and then just kind of fell off of it. Getting back to my fasting, I was doing a lot of fasting, I'd say about 6 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just like fasted myself out. So, what else? Working on, like I was telling you before, working on the split, working on the straddle, working on opening up the lats. I have a lot of impact injuries, a lot of traumatic injuries. So it's not just like, oh, we'll just do this and it'll be fine. Like it takes a long time to get through these, like with the scar tissue, my thoracic spine and all these things. So that's why it was perfect for me to become what we would call a mobility coach.
Thank you for sharing that. And I think it's super valuable that, you know, you're a very high level mobility coach, very high level strength coach. And for you to say, hey, I'm just like everyone else in terms of these are the things that I'm working to improve, I think is super valuable because we're all on that journey, no matter how far along we are. And I'm curious, why do you feel like that people try and go from 0 to 100 instead of working on that 1%? I personally think the 1%, coming from a background in pro sports, the thing about that, like, you got to measure it.
Yeah.
And in my experience, people, they don't like to measure stuff, like in terms of having the discipline, yeah, like what you're saying. But do you have any specific reasons why you think people, it's just so hard for just, because if you do add up the 1%.
We want instant gratification. You know, we want things immediately. People come up to you and like, wow, how do you get abs? Or how do you do this, that, and the third? And it's like, now I just tell people, just work out for 29 years. Because I know you plan to live that long.
Yeah.
So you might as well take the time out to understand, you know, what this vessel that you're in and how to elevate it, you know, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, physically.
Mm-hmm.
Like all those things will add up to the physical as well. I always tell people that, you know, the body follows the mind. So what you want to do is take that and make sure you elevate in the mind, because your body's only going to follow. If you're cutting corners mentally, you'll see it physically. You know, and it's not just like, oh, the body is an absolute you know, result of what the mind has produced. But, you know, many times that is the case. But sometimes, you know, people are just in the middle of tons of work. And, you know, in a sense, I understand. But at the same time, you want to make sure that you take time for the body, because, you know, when you get all that money, it's like, all right, well, you're in a whole bunch of pain now, and you wasted like however many years, you know. So they say there's more millionaires than there are people with six packs.
Mm.
So I'm definitely on the wrong end, because I got an eight pack. And
we can fix that. You can sell that program on TikTok. Say, buy my six pack abs. You can have them in 29 years or your money back.
I mean, that would work.
And then how do you elevate the mind, in your opinion?
Meditation, fasting, just being able to get past that first like 36 hours for somebody that's never done it before. And I wouldn't say start with that. I would say start with just, you know, you wake up, just fast a little bit, do intermittent fasting, and slowly build upon that. People want to, oh, I'm doing 24 hours and 36 and 40. Like, no, don't do that. Don't eat like 4 hours before you go to sleep. Try that first. Wake up. Don't eat like 4 hours after. So right there, that's what. So you sleep for 7, 4, and 4. That's 15 hours. Okay. So now the next day, maybe you go to 17. Then maybe you go to 18 and 19. Like, you plan to live these many days, months, weeks, and years. So why not break it down? So it doesn't feel like a responsibility or a task. We have enough responsibilities and tasks throughout the day. That's why nobody wants to work out. Take a whole hour to drive to a place to do this and that. And then, you know, and then there's all these egos in the gym. That's why I just work out at Muscle Beach. And it's outside. You know, you get natural sunlight.
I love it.
Grounding. It's, you know, I mean, unfortunately, not everybody gets to do that. And everybody lives on the beach. But if people can work out outside, like, you don't need to lift weights. Like I told you, I haven't lifted weights in about 2 years now. So it's, that's not what it takes to gain the size of the muscle that you want. So just little things like that.
Yeah. I think a very underrated thing about fasting is that it improves your senses, right? Like, you can smell food from like a mile away and like, so that like, it improves your senses. But I mean that in like, where we live in such a busy world now, and like, it's high pace and like unpredictable, like, to be able to, we have a lot of entrepreneurs that listen to us as super athletes. So like, to be able to like get in tune, I mean, just from personal experience, to be able to get in tune with like what's going on at like a, I mean, however you want to describe it, you know, level closer to the universe, level closer to God. But fasting to me, I don't know if you have the same experience, but it seems like it does a really good job of kind of clearing out, any extras and have extra awareness of what's going on.
Yes. That, when it hits the top of a tree in about 18 hours, I feel that's when, at least the second time for me, that's when it became easier. When my body started to just get rid of the waste, more or less. You know, we look at our immune system as, like this army, when really it's like the lymphatic system, liver, kidney, stuff like that. And you need to be able to move in order to move the lymphatic system, or you need to be able to move in order to move it. So imagine there were no garbage trucks picking up garbage, and we just kept putting garbage out. That's our lymphatic system when we don't move around. We don't have to do crazy exercises and all that. Just maybe go walk backwards, or just go for a walk jog type situation. You know, walk for a minute, jog for 30 seconds. No, but maybe check with your doctor, depending on depending on how long you haven't been
doing. Yeah, we got an active audience; they can handle that shit. Yeah.
So, you know, just things like that.
Yeah, and then what I've seen is, for those that are concerned with like keeping on muscle when fasting consistently, the latest research, what I've seen is that as long as you still lift, or not even lift weights, but like be physically active, then it keeps muscle on. So, that's one concern that can be put to the side. And then how do you kind of view meditation? What do you kind of view as the goal of meditation?
What I do, because a lot of people may not know what or how to meditate. And my viewpoint of it is, I focus on box breathing, which is the 4 second inhale, 4 second pause, 4 second exhale, 4 second pause. I learned that from this one guy named Steven that was in the Delta Force. and he was in the Vietnam War.
Mm.
He got kidnapped and tortured, and they beat him for 11 months and put him in a tiger cage.
Mm.
So I'm definitely going to listen to whatever type of breathing you
mm-hmm.
do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, so he's actually still doing great, still moving around. You would not think he's 74. You would think he's like a good 50-something.
Mm.
And I'm like, wow, it's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
How you have no excuse after being kidnapped, beaten, and tortured.
Mm-hmm.
And you can still move around. And I'm actually going to the gym with him next week.
Mm-hmm.
He's like one of the only two people I'd probably lift with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because he has all these little ideas. And he always like, well, you're like in, you know, the anatomy structure.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, well, you look like that. So it's easy for me to see what muscle you, because I'm worried about form and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, all right, I see what muscles you're working. So,
yeah. I love that. And then, yeah, I read an incredible book called, it was called The Hanoi Hilton.
Mm-hmm.
And it was about a bunch of these, I think they're all parts of the military, but they were locked up in Vietnam for like years. And the whole premise of the book was like how they really kind of dedicated their life to having each other's back when they were in there. And some of them were in there 3 years, 5 years, 7 years. They made it out. And then they all ended up living like these really amazing lives, like just really grateful and just, you know, they made it. I mean, what's fucking worse than being in, sitting in a tiger cage, you know?
Yep. Then lost it all. So, but I mean, some people that'll break them and either break them or they'll just be miserable
mm-hmm.
and then be like, cause some people don't like the way the world has turned out in
mm-hmm.
today's day and age. And I talked to some veterans and they're just like, you know, I did all that and risked my life for like what?
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, I kind of feel bad about that. It's like,
yeah, I think some principles to take away is like, I mean, you really got to just focus on what you can control.
Yeah.
And then also I just really loved the, Am I My Brother's Keeper was such a huge thing with them. Okay. Meditation, fasting. Do you have any other thoughts on how to elevate the mind?
Meditation, fasting, and having me personally, I have a checklist
mm.
of things that I want to get done. I guess you could say for the month, but I'll aim to do it within the first week.
Mm.
You know, that's that instant gratification, I guess you can call it.
Yeah.
Because now I'm 3 weeks ahead,
mm-hmm.
you know,
I love that.
And I feel good about it. So it's like, okay, let me do more.
Yeah.
You know, even if I do it in 2 weeks or even if I do it in 3 weeks, like I'm still a week ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'll get ahead on something else,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then I just chart how many weeks I'm ahead, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So now instead of likes getting you the instant gratification or whatever it is on social media, it's you actually accomplishing things
mm.
and moving further
mm-hmm.
rather than just like, you know, like say you have to say you're like, oh, I should go to the gym today, but then you just get lost on Instagram,
mm-hmm.
you know, like. I mean, and another thing, if you're gonna get lost on Instagram, at least get lost in learning something.
I love that.
That's why I'm just the majority of the people I follow, aside from like people from high school or
mm-hmm.
a couple friends or whatever the case may have you, I usually only follow people that are posting things that I can learn.
Mm.
And then I look at people that I follow and I look at who they follow,
mm-hmm.
you know, so I can get to the source of like, what is the source of this knowledge?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I long for knowledge and I want to help other people elevate so that they can relinquish the manipulation that's happening amongst us as a whole,
mm-hmm.
you know, just from.
And then how do you, sorry to cut you off. How do you define that? The manipulation that is amongst us as a whole.
Perfect example. We've been sitting since we were in high chairs, right?
Okay. I know where you're going. Yes.
You know, so like
crazy.
So we've been sitting for that long. Mind you, we weren't meant to sit like that.
Mm-mm.
And then we get older and like just now my one friend that was, he's an ex-pro football player. And he was doing some squats and I was showing him, I was like, you want to make sure you get your knees over your toes more, but stay on the tripod foot, which is the base of the big toe, the base of the pinky toe and your heel.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, look at the angle of your tibialis,
mm-hmm.
like the shin and your back, it should be in the same line. And
mm-hmm.
I was showing him, I was like, you see how your tibialis is like not 45 degrees. And then you're over here at the top half, like 45 degrees. I was like, you want to even that out.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to work on your dorsiflexion, which is how far the knee can go over the toe. You know, so things like that is like we've been manipulated into believing that when you squat, you only want to ever squat not putting your knees over your toes.
Mm-hmm.
There's different ways to squat. So I'm not saying that's not a way to squat.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that shouldn't be the only way and the major way you squat,
mm-hmm.
you know, because if your body moves more,
mm-hmm.
then you would want to do it at end range.
Mm-hmm.
We usually live in a comfort zone. We don't live at end range, so we lose it, you know, but if we moved in end range, which is what I aim to teach people, and strengthened and lengthened in end range, then we wouldn't accumulate these injuries and this pain as we get older. We believe that when we get older, we, you know, we get more pain. Oh, I'm just getting older. It happens. It doesn't actually happen like that.
Mm-mm. And then what are some specific things people can do, whether that's a couple examples you could give, lower body or upper body, in terms of training end range and the benefit of that?
So I would say like a deep squat, for instance.
Mm.
You know, and if somebody can't do a deep squat, like hold onto a pole and walk down, make sure the knees can go as far over the toes as possible, but with your heels planted.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to do it barefoot as well, because that would be, you know, a lot more prevalent, and it helps you connect with the ground better and just connect with yourself better. Because when you're wearing shoes, you know, the front of your toes are being scrunched.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine wearing mittens your whole life. And I told you, like, you know, your hands move like this, right?
Yeah.
So
that's such a good example. And then for people who have not, I'm a huge fan of training the feet. I mean, I walk around here like a California hippie in terms of not usually having my feet off. But for people who want to start from the ground up training the feet, what are a couple things that they can do?
One thing I would say, just wear shoes less,
because
you're not progressing the reversal of what you're supposed to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you're not progressing the damage. So what you want to do is start with that. Start with, instead of calf raises, I call them heel raises.
Mm.
Because when you say heel raise, it, like, me personally, I just go higher when I don't know what it is. It's like a psychological thing for me.
It's easier to measure, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a great point.
Yeah. So it's like, and that's why I like to think of things in a slightly different fashion.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So there's that. What else?
I'm a big fan of rolling around on a golf ball.
Yeah,
that feels so good.
A lacrosse ball.
Lacrosse ball, okay.
Yeah, because some people can't handle the golf ball, and then
yeah.
The tennis ball, you'll break it. Like, I broke the tennis ball. I was like,
yeah.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
So now on lacrosse ball, think of it like this. We get massages, but we never massage our feet.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
And then we walk on them all day, every mm-hmm. day. Don't give them no break.
Mm-hmm.
So on 7 days a week, we're always talking about, oh, you know, rest days. What about your feet?
Yeah.
You know, so we keep them in foot prisons that we pay all this money for, and then we don't take care of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, and we talk about longevity too, where balance and coordination play such a huge factor. I mean, man, it all starts on the feet.
And that's another one, standing on one foot
mm-hmm.
and just moving, like, say you're aiming to touch something in front of you off to the side, and do it with both hands, do it with one hand, like the right one first.
You good?
Do it with the right one first, and then do it with the left.
So you said standing on one foot?
Yeah, and like reach.
Yeah.
And then reach, and then same thing on the other one. Because you'll build up that arch.
Because
if you have flat feet, then your glutes don't fire properly.
Mm.
You know, so.
Which is the most powerful muscle in the body. Yeah.
And a lot of us, you know, we want the core, but your core really starts with the glutes when it comes to, that's why a lot of women are stronger than men. Like, on average, when it comes to, like, people just in the gym, men don't want to work their glutes for some reason, you know, and women, of course, are working their glutes for whatever reason it may be, you know, and I always have to tell men, like, you know, when you're in the bedroom, what are you using?
Mm-hmm.
Glutes.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's funny how they're like, oh, okay. And then they start going training and everything.
Yeah.
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 But like before, it's like, they didn't see any use in it.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that's what women do. Like, you have that body part too.
Yeah. Well, you could do the hard shit too. You could do the front squats and the stuff like that to train the glutes.
That's No. But, yeah. You know, people just to get them to start doing it in general.
Come on, brother. Tell you, listen, do the front squat. Don't do the glute kickback. Please. And then I'd love to hear, you have such an amazing story. Could you talk a little bit about kind of where you grew up, how you grew up, and then kind of how you got into the fitness and health space?
I was born in New York, in Brooklyn, New York.
Mm.
We moved to Poconos when I was really young. And we go back and forth to New York until I was about like 12. And I have about now, I'd say, 275 years of natural bodybuilders in my family.
I love that.
So just growing up, all the men in my family were working out. My uncle told me, he was like, yeah, we started working out because of the way your dad looked. And I see my dad when he was 19. He looked like me now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, okay. So, and they were all natural bodybuilders. They always told me, like, you know, don't do this or do that because of the side effects that it comes with. And I mean, I don't feel the need to do anything anyways.
Mm-hmm.
And I always tell a lot of kids, because I met this kid, side story.
Mm-hmm.
I met this kid at Muscle Beach and he was 17. He's like, you know, I've been working out for a year. I'm like, I'm not seeing no progress. I'm like, you've been working out for 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, and you just started.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, you know, I was thinking about taking some stuff. Somebody at the gym, I was like, bro, don't listen to whoever it is at the gym.
Mm-hmm.
And tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to regret that 15 years down the road or whatever the case is, especially if you don't know what you're doing. Because I don't know anything about it. So it's like, you know, I see people just their whole mindset and mental, everything changes. Their habits, what they do in life, just so it gets crazy. But
looking for a shortcut.
Yeah. And we don't, you know, the shortcut is to just be disciplined.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's all it takes.
Which can benefit all areas
like, we're
of the life.
Discipline and yeah. Eating every day, right? So mm-hmm. Why can't we be disciplined and, you know, actually moving forward?
Mm-hmm.
Like the right way.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be breathing every day. So you're not cheating on how to breathe, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So like, and most of us don't really know how to breathe. That's all another thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, but back to the growing up. So I always seen I mainly remember my brothers working out. Cause obviously I was with them the most.
Mm-hmm.
They're 6 and 11 years older than me.
Mm.
So I'm like, I want
to pretty good age difference.
Yeah. So I'm like, I want to work out with you guys. And they're like, no.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, all right, so I'm just gonna squat my Lego box and mm-hmm. stuff in the house.
Mm-hmm.
So I was doing that for a while. Then when I got to about, what was it, 7th grade, I started helping other people train, and I noticed it was only a psychological thing. It's like, for some reason, it's like nobody saw it and only I did.
Mm.
Which was, say we're benching, right? I'll take my fingers and say you're struggling, I'll put my fingers right there because nobody wants you to touch the bench when mm-hmm. you know about to get it up. Obviously I'm not lifting it
mm-hmm.
with 2 fingers. So, and it would just work every time it would work. And I wouldn't tell anybody either what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
So, yo, you can help me out with this. Standard? Yeah, yeah, I got you. And I can just pull more of that potential out of you,
mm-hmm.
you know, and mm-hmm. utilize it rather than,
gift.
Oh, you got a lot of potential. Like, no, we're going to utilize this gift rather than it just being potential in the air.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I always kind of hated that, not hated, but I didn't really like the whole, oh, you got potential. You got like, but when is it going to show?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
That's a great point. So it's such a like commonly used word.
Yeah. And then, so then I got a little bit older, started getting a lot of injuries. I was like 150 pounds, benching 300 and squatting 425, like 17.
Strong as fuck.
Yeah. And then, but I didn't know anything about form, no diaphragm breathing, no knees over toes, or even how to squat just in general,
mm-hmm.
not looking whatever direction or don't strain your neck or, you know, lock the shoulder, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just muscling up and I'm like, wow, I was really strong.
Mm-hmm.
But so then from there, by this time I'm like mid-20s or like low-20s, and then I got hurt. I rolled my ankle. This was after I went to the military when I was 17, so
mm-hmm.
went there from, went in at like 161, came home at like 205 pounds.
Okay.
In 10 weeks.
Okay. That's insane.
Yeah. I didn't lift no weights. We just did a lot of, and this is when I like realized that I didn't need to lift weights.
Mm-hmm.
I gained all that weight. They were giving us MREs.
Mm-hmm.
They put me in, we were on our feet from 4:30 in the morning till 9 PM. You know, you're not on your bed at all.
Mm-hmm.
We're outside. It's probably heat cap 5, which is 90 degrees or hotter.
Mm-hmm.
I remember I had a heat stroke at 17.
Mm-hmm.
And, so that, and through all that, I gained about 40 pounds.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah. So then I went back for my senior year in high school.
Mm-hmm.
I remember my one close friend, I walked up to him and he looked at me and I noticed he didn't know who I was. So I was like, yo, mm-hmm. what's up, Colin? And he was like, bro, where's your neck? So that was, I was like, yeah, I must be really big. Huh? So then from there, I guess I was not eating the same way. So I lost like 15 pounds,
mm-hmm.
but then I started regulating at like 190.
Mm-hmm.
Stayed there until I moved to LA. moved to LA. Then I started getting deeper into mobility. That was about like 6 years ago. Because I had so many injuries, like rolled my ankle, had to walk with a cane for 2 weeks. I'm like, yeah, this can't be. I noticed how like people don't want to change until it changes them. And you're forced to do it.
People don't want to change until it changes them.
Yeah, like you have to, like, say I told you, hey, you might want to, you know, do some leg exercises or whatever. You know, a lot of people skip legs. And then you end up rolling your ankle. And then it's like bro, I told you, you should have done some of those. And now you have to, you know, done some mobility, not leg exercises, done some mobility exercises. Because I had a friend who got into a bike accident, motorcycle. It was, you know, down here, it rains, then it's sunny, then it's you hit with a Euro step real quick. So it was sunny, then it started raining. And he was like, he went to go turn, like nothing crazy. And he just slipped off the bike. And then the bike hit something. He went in the air and he hit the curb. Or I think he hit the curb and then he went in the air and it hit the ground again. And he was like, yeah, I only got a fracture. He's like, it's a good thing I was doing that hip mobility stuff you were showing me. He's like, because I probably would have broke my hip. And then he learned that a cat's purr helps heal fractures.
The noise.
Yeah. The purr, the vibration from the purr, it actually helps heal fracture.
I've never heard that, but I believe that.
It's nature, you know?
Yeah. And then sound frequencies are, I mean, those are an undervalued way in terms of healing and or, you know, energy building.
I'm all about that type of stuff. I'm all about the, I guess you could say the most natural ways that we might think are like, I don't know, magic or something. But really, it's just, you know, frequencies. We just don't understand it. So to us, it's like, us as a whole, it's like we don't, you know, you don't know what you don't know. There's things you know, there's things you don't know, and there's things you don't know, you don't know.
Yeah.
So sometimes it's in that category.
Yeah. And then for those that want to get into mobility, what do you feel like are first steps?
First step?
So personally, we're talking about like things to work on. I have the thing I need to work on is like, I usually save that for like the end of the day. And sometimes I'll be like, oh, I can just do it tomorrow. It's mobility. It's not that important. But man, it makes a world of difference with everything.
It definitely does. I've noticed, specifically for me, I've noticed a lot less pain. Compared to that pain all the time. Tons. So, but I would say, what they want to start with, personally, I'd probably say my YouTube.
Okay.
Because I have if you go to the Martin Mindset, Martin Mindset 11 on YouTube, and you go to the playlist, go to the mobility section at the bottom, and the ones from the four movements you should do every day, I think it's four or five movements you should do every day.
Okay.
That one, if you just did that one alone, you'd be fine.
And how long does that take?
It's like 10 minutes.
10 minutes.
Most of the videos there are like 15 minutes. There's two of them that are 28 minutes. One is a spine, which you'd probably want to take 28 minutes to look at that one because I spent $3,200 to learn what I put in that video from my chiropractor. And he helped me get my lumbar spine, which is the lower part of your spine, from 68% mobility to 111% in 3 months. And he was surprised, him and the individual who ran the whole place. He was like, wow. He's like, how'd you do that? I was like, I just listened to you guys. You know, because most people don't want to listen. They want to put their two cents in. It's like, yo, just listen, you know, try it out for 1, 2, maybe 3 months. And then if you want to alter it to whatever it is you want to, you know, whatever you want to put it as. So I did exactly what they told me. And I had 111%. So now I'm just working on the thoracic, because at that time when I was 26, I had 19 years of scar tissue in my thoracic spine, and I have no idea why. So.
Find the source, trust the source.
Yeah.
Okay, so about 15 minutes of mobility a day, you feel like could provide a ton of benefit to people?
If you could do it at least 10 minutes a day, three times a week, but like an efficient 10 minutes, like put your phone down or if you're looking at the phone for the video, just follow along. Make sure you push into whatever, like I may say, squeeze your glutes and hamstrings. So make sure you understand how to articulate the body properly. That's one thing I teach people, is how to use this vessel that we're in. A lot of times we believe we know how to use it, and then I'll slow down and exercise, and then we're like, oh, okay. Like, yeah, that's, you know, that's how you do that. You want to make sure that you are activating this or that, or maybe Maybe you lifted your heel and you didn't realize it, or maybe your foot wasn't straight. Maybe you're kicked out. And that's why we have these mirrors in the gym, not to flex, mm-hmm. to look at your form and make sure that what you believe you're doing is actually what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Or what is proper form is actually what you're doing and what feels right to you.
Mm-hmm.
Not just, yeah, I know how to do it. And just like you're squatting and you're like this,
mm-hmm.
your feet are like that. And it's no,
mm.
you know, so all the, that's what I aim to bring to the table for beginners, especially, or even people that are elite athletes.
Mm-hmm.
I train with people that are elite athletes and they're like, wow, I never knew that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's a plethora of levels that I deal with, and it's just a vast majority or vast amount of knowledge that I've learned through each individual as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I may be teaching you something, but I'm learning something from you as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So that's what helps me elevate faster. I don't look at somebody as like, I'm just teaching you. I'm learning something as I'm teaching you as well.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'm learning how to teach this better,
mm-hmm.
you know, to the next person,
mm-hmm.
you know, cause I'm building that 1% as well on how to teach people better with every person I teach,
mm-hmm.
you know? So,
you don't want to go back to, I thought it was really interesting. I never heard this before, but you don't like this, the, when you hear people say, oh, you have so much potential. Cause that can be positive, of course, but it is very interesting cause it's other people, hopefully good intention, kind of putting their thoughts and views on a kid or another human being on what their potential is.
I mean, if it's a kid, yeah, I would say that. But, you know, when you hit a certain age, it's
and like, I would define it, right? Define what, and let, sorry to cut you off, but I think that's different. Everyone's got different wants, right? So you got to know what you want. And then once you know what you want, then it's like, okay, who do I need to become to get that? And then now we're working toward our potential, not some kind of like vague cloud.
Yeah.
Like what you're talking about, that it sounds like that you heard growing up.
Well, I would always hear that, like, oh, you got great potential. So then I would do more because, okay, so I'm going to bring that out,
mm-hmm.
you know? And then every time I would hear that, I would just do more and mm-hmm. do more and do more. But unfortunately, I didn't understand how to use the body properly. I'd run my body into the ground.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that whole no pain, no gain. It's cool and all, but then look at Ronnie Coleman.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like at some point in time, you need to do the prehab so you don't have to rehab.
Mm-hmm.
You know, strengthen the joints, the ligaments, and the tendons, and not just the muscles. Like all we focus on is muscles. A gym itself is focused on bodybuilding, like, training. That's for the most part.
Yeah. I mean, Arnold Schwarzenegger really brought gyms to the,
yeah. So it's like
to the United States and what he was a bodybuilder. Yeah.
And then when you think about it, when you go to a different place where it's like, well, they have like maybe different types of machines that aren't so much bodybuilding and it's more like strength mm-hmm. or like, or even like an NFL workout room or whatever the case is, like mm-hmm. not just what we would consider bodybuilding,
mm-hmm.
you know? And there's a lot of people I follow as well that do a lot of, I guess, bodybuilding stuff,
mm-hmm.
but then they add bands and, you know, time under tension and the standard. There are many, you know, many things, many facets and avenues. There was some balance and stability in there,
mm-hmm.
you know, which is great. And that's why I prefer people to not use machines and use dumbbells,
mm-hmm.
train on one leg.
Because
mm-hmm. if we walk on one leg, why not train on one leg?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we look at our grandparents and those that are getting upper in age, higher in age, and they look like they're walking on a tightrope because they don't know how to balance on one leg at a time for like a second.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
You can't balance on one leg for a second.
Yeah.
So that's why I always aim to instill that in individuals as well. Walking backwards.
I love walking backwards.
If you ever have any individuals in your family that it's hard for them to walk, grandparents, whatever, mm-hmm. whatever the case is, have them walk backwards. In 2 weeks, I can almost guarantee you
mm-hmm.
that they will have substantial results
mm-hmm.
because I had two ladies like that. And both of them, I had them walk backwards. One of them's feet stopped. She was like, my feet got smaller because less inflammation.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one, I noticed like within the first 3 days, she started walking forward better.
Mm-hmm.
And then within 2 weeks, she was walking forward faster.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just a regular pace now, not like someone's grandmother. Oh, you know, let's wait for her. And I was like, oh, wow. And I like to see that as well. It's like you really took the time out mm-hmm. to listen to what I had to say and apply it.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the results. You actually get to, you know, do what we take for granted. Walk properly,
mm-hmm.
breathe properly, move properly, not have somebody have to wash you and, you know, all this, all the things that people have to do when, you know, they lose their ability to move,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Well, when you talk about Barton mindset, I'd love to hear your take on this. So at Super Athlete, the way we kind of teach performance is like we kind of have two parallel lines going up. Like on one, you have, okay, you want to dial in your nutrition, you want to dial in your mobility, you want to dial in your training, you want to dial in your mindset, you want to dial in your focus, and just continuously, like what we talk about, plus 1%, improve those things. And then, oh yeah, a lot of times shit's just going to go absolutely sideways in your life where all this stuff that you've been working on, it can potentially, like, it's just not a priority. So when that happens for people, when people are dealing with adversity, when people are dealing with things like that, what do you feel like is a way that can keep them moving forward? Whether that's would keep doing your workouts physically, it's controlling your mind. Like, what are some factors for, you know, where just shit hits the fan that you feel can help people stay grounded to make the right decisions and keep moving forward, if that makes sense?
Yeah, so it's perfect that you say that, because that's how I line out my course, where there's different facets. There's the workouts, where I show you how to assess the body, fix the assessment, go through functional movements, balance and stability, calisthenics, and multi-directional movements. Because then from there, it's like now you can, if you wanted to lift weights, you can go do that. If you want to start doing bachata, you can go do that. If you want to, you know, if you're a pro athlete, you can go into that. If you just work a 9-to-5, you can stay right there, or you can hop into the weightlifting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I give you I basically help you customize it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, we have nutritional guidance,
mm-hmm.
where I tell you like the best waters to drink, about meditation, about breath work, certain herbs you can take, top issues there are, say, here in America. And then there's a alkaline grocery list as well, you know, so that of course will definitely help you. So it's like, you want to just exchange certain things that you eat. Say you eat white rice, maybe we'll get you some wild rice, or maybe we'll get you some quinoa or something like that. And then, from there I have mindset training and habit training and then meditation. So like you're saying, if, you know, when you fall off, what can you do? Just stay within the realm of one of those things.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you only worked out today and you ate bad, all right, well, at least you did something.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you only meditated today, you know, I know for me, it's perfect to meditate 3 times a day, 18 minutes, 18 minutes at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll sit there in a butterfly position with a band around this knee, around my back into this knee. So it pulls it open for 18 minutes while I'm meditating. You know, so yeah, as long as you can stay in the range right there, and you know, it'll help rejuvenate you.
And then when life throws adversity at you, why do you feel it's beneficial to still take the time to make sure you're eating the right foods, to make sure that you're still taking the time to meditate, make sure that you're still taking the time to work out?
Because when you can keep that discipline through the rain, you know, when the sun is shining, you're not going to have an issue staying the course. There's always these things around us that are trying to distract us, aiming to distract us. I like to take the word try to my vocabulary, because it leaves ample room for failure. You know, like, I'm not going to try to make it home. I'm going to make it home. It has a different connotation in your brain. So, you know, just little things like that. Damn, I lost my whole train of thought.
You're good. No, well, what I was going with is, again, we dedicate our lives to helping people improve their performance and their training and their nutrition and their sleep and all this stuff. And then it's just, what I've come back to consistently with our clients and then with, you know, audience members and guests on the show is that it's like, how can you perform when you haven't eaten today or you didn't sleep well last night? Or
that meditation helps for that.
Mm-hmm.
Like specifically, I know if I didn't get enough sleep or I didn't eat properly, and even when I'm fasting, like breath work, it's like I become a breatharian or something mm-hmm. like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny because people are like, oh, it's not real, but all right, so go fast
mm-hmm.
and then go meditate and breathe. Like,
mm-hmm.
I guarantee you're going to breathe those hunger pains away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the breath is life
mm-hmm.
and we don't utilize it properly. You know, when we're hungry, what we call as hungry,
mm-hmm.
we just need to recharge.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're electric beings.
Mm-hmm.
So we may not need to necessarily eat,
mm-hmm.
you know, like, for instance, I put a lot of sea salt into my water. We want to make sure that you have the electrolytes that you need
mm-hmm.
rather than just drinking a bunch of water because you flush out the electrolytes,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I didn't learn that until about, I don't know when it was, but I'm pretty sure it was in my 20s.
Mm-hmm.
So some people still don't know that, 50, 60, 70 years old,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then on top of that, a long time ago, you know, water was better. A lot of these
no fluoride
never created in these foods.
Yeah. Know?
Like skin cancer, it came about, what, like 75, 80, some around those time years ago.
Uh-huh.
And because look what happened, our food has changed around that time as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
And then what are you most excited about where you see the fitness industry going?
I'm most excited about people understanding that mobility is actually a thing.
Mm-hmm.
That movement, not just exercise, but movement
mm-hmm.
is a thing. Because we don't move. We try to, we just exercise. We
mm-hmm.
need to exercise and we, then we get hurt
because mm-hmm.
we don't understand how to move properly,
mm-hmm.
you know? So that's what I really want people to move toward, that is movement,
mm-hmm.
you know?
And then for people in the business community or just people just kind of overall not in the fitness space, they don't have to be sitting at a desk, but they're just not. You know, maybe they go to the gym in the morning. What do you recommend for them to kind of stay moving throughout the day, like practices? You know, like we're big believers. We call them 4-minute Tabatas, like 4-minute workouts you can just do throughout the day, two or three mm-hmm. times. And then just getting up and moving ideally every 18 minutes, but, you know, every hour. But do you have any, when you say work on your movement, you're excited about people getting more into movement, less into exercise. What does that kind of look like in a full day for busy people?
You know how they say it's like a 30-minute period and you take 25 minutes and you work diligently and you take the 5 minutes off?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so I would say to do that, maybe
the Pomodoro method or something like that. Yeah,
there's names for everything. I wouldn't say necessarily take 5 minutes off every time.
You sure.
probably can't
sure.
you know, do the work, but maybe every 30 minutes, 40 minutes or whatever mm-hmm. the case is, maybe get up, go to the bathroom or...
Mm-hmm.
And just to move around, not even actually go to the bathroom,
mm-hmm.
just so you can walk around and move around and just be, you know, just flow, not mm-hmm. just sitting there for 8 hours straight.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe you get a little lunch break and you go sit somewhere else to go eat. It's like, no, stand up.
Mm-hmm.
Or if, say if you own your own company and you have people that sit, get them all stability balls. I met this one individual who had his own company and he did that. Some people quit, which was, he was like, it was fine because the productivity increased by, he said, 15% to 25%.
Mm-hmm.
And the other people heard about it and mm-hmm. wanted their jobs back. He's like, but he wasn't doing it.
Yeah. So my brain goes like, I can see the people quitting, like throwing the fucking stability ball as hard as they can. Like, I ain't working in this environment. I'm out of here.
Yeah. That's
great way to work the core too. Shout out to the stability ball. And then what kind of, it doesn't, you know, you're a very even keel, emotionally grounded human being, but what in the fitness industry kind of upsets you right now? You're like, what is this?
Honestly, it's just people that regulate taking things, I guess you could say, maybe steroids or whatever the case,
mm-hmm.
and pushing this on kids too. Like, come on, man.
That's a very divisive stance, what you're saying. I'm joking.
It's like, it's crazy because just to be like Mr. Olympia, it's like you basically have to take steroids.
Yeah.
You know, and
an enormous amount, and understand, like, it looks, you think it looks, you are officially a refrigerator.
Yeah.
Like, you are officially walking around like a human refrigerator. Yeah. Shout out to Mr. Olympia.
People don't understand. And it puts a lot of stress on your heart too.
Mm.
Just having all that weight, not even taking anything, just having all that weight alone.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I was 210 before. I'm like 180, probably 180 right now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need all that extra weight.
Mm-hmm.
I can move more efficiently. I can be just as strong as that individual.
Mm-hmm.
I look at people that, that take, say there's somebody, we say I'm 180, right? Say there's somebody that's like 220 on steroids.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm just as strong as them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, why would you even want to do that?
Mm-hmm.
And you have to continuously take this thing,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah. And again, our background here is in sports performance, where relative strength is usually like,
yeah,
no matter what the sport, the more relative strength you have, that's kind of the goal, rather than the max strength.
Yeah, you don't want to be big for nothing.
Yeah, so how strong you are for your body weight. And then I agree 100%. I think it's crazy that that's occurring.
Because, like, now, imagine your sons. Imagine somebody trying to push it on your son. Like, yo, dad, so somebody was talking to me.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, no.
Yeah. And then what do you feel like is the optimal way to turn kids into super athletes?
Teaching them early.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I always tell individuals, when you, based off your blood type, your body type, where your parents come from,
mm-hmm.
where you live, and what's in season.
Mm-hmm.
So having them
understand, I love that.
And then teaching them about diaphragm breathing, teaching them, you know, you want to be able to splay your toes,
mm-hmm.
you know, push off the tripod foot, not just off the heel, like I learned when I was younger, just, yeah, drive mm-hmm. off the heels and only the heel. And it's like, okay. And that's why I have so much trauma in my hips, you know, because that's another thing too, teaching these young men specifically about trauma in the hips. Men hold a lot of trauma, usually more than women, because we're a lot tighter as well. So you can release that emotional trauma through, like, you know, the mobility, you know, increasing your range of motion, releasing the scar tissue, things like that.
So do you feel like the trauma creates scar tissue, or is it just creating tension in the body?
Creating tension and creating, yeah, it kind of go, you know, they go hand in hand.
Yeah.
They literally intertwine,
sure.
Not up.
Sure.
Then that scar tissue right there. So,
yeah.
Yeah. So things like that. And then understanding how to breathe, teaching kids about box breathing, teaching about meditation, like really everything that's in my course.
Mm-hmm.
If we taught kids that sooner and younger,
mm-hmm.
they would be monsters.
Yeah. They'd be movement machines, and then they'd be able to apply that in whatever. You know,
definitely.
Yeah.
It would actually almost be scary,
mm-hmm.
just because of how, now that I look at like acrobats and,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not really that amazed anymore, because I'm like, oh, I know how you got there,
mm-hmm.
you know, but the average person is like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just like, oh, so you did this for this long.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, you know, so it's more, I'm more the logistics type of guy. Like, I want to see how you got there,
mm-hmm.
you know? This way, if somebody crosses my path that's in the same vicinity as you, I know exactly how to get them there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so just little things like that.
That's really good. You down to do some rapid fire real quick to wrap this up?
So,
biggest mentor in your life?
Biggest mentor in my life? Probably be like my two brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Just to make sure my two brothers.
And are they still around? Are they in the Northeast? Where are they?
Northeast. One of them has a gym. He's
still in the fitness industry. That's awesome.
They're both more so like in the fitness industry. My oldest brother, he's like Bruce Lee. He can meditate on his head with no hands.
Okay. That's legit.
Yeah. He was like, he can draw. Like, he'll see a picture.
Yeah.
He can blink and trace what he sees in his eyes upside down. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's wild. And then my other brother, he's like a workaholic, but a diligent workaholic, you know,
mm-hmm.
not just, people think that just movement is going to get things done.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just movement. It's efficient movement,
mm-hmm.
you know? So there's only 24 hours in a day. So we're going to utilize it appropriately. So, you know, I've learned a lot from them, and then I put my twist on things, you know, mm-hmm. so they've definitely helped me elevate as a man, as an individual, just overall, you know,
mm-hmm.
and then I aim to instill that into my little sister.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's so inspiring. That's awesome. Best book or research paper you read in the last year?
Best book or research paper. It's kind of like a course, not necessarily.
Okay. Yeah. What do you got?
My coach's course.
Okay.
Flow Motion Fitness.
Okay.
You can check them out on YouTube as well. They're immaculate.
Mm-hmm.
Haley, she had seen her like 6 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and I seen her story on how the doctor was like, "You're never gonna be able to walk the same. You got all these herniated discs and blah 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 blah." She was doing a split with weight overhead. I'm like, "Yeah, I gotta learn that.
Yeah.
I gotta learn whatever she did. I gotta learn that."
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's just her course. And then now I'm going back and reading a couple books, True to Form, Anatomy Trains, Desk Bound.
Mm-hmm.
I would say for everyone that has a 9-to-5 job that sits down a lot to read Desk Bound and True to Form.
Mm-hmm.
Those two books right there, it would be great.
Yeah.
And then, what was it? I think it's Fit After 50. Is it Fit After 50 by Troy Casey?
Okay. I haven't heard that one. I heard those other ones. I haven't heard.
I met him over at Muscle Beach.
Shout out to Muscle Beach.
He was giving out. Yeah. Most definitely. Shout out to Muscle Beach. He was giving out the books, and I believe it's Fit After 50 or it's something after 50, but he's in immaculate shape, you know? And because we believe, oh, you're 50, you're getting old. Like,
yeah,
no,
actually, it's a story.
You're about 10 years into being an adult.
Yeah.
Because you become an adult at about 40. I'm 31 now. Yeah. I thought it was when you were 30, and I feel like I'm 18 or 21.
So yeah.
Like, not yet.
Yeah.
Let's go to 40, see what happens.
That's awesome. And then habit, like biggest habit that's had the most improvement in your life in the last year, whether that's something you've added or a habit that you've deleted.
The one I was saying that started on the 15th was doing things that I know I don't want to do that I know I should.
Mm.
You know, like that 5 mile, 6 mile run barefoot in the sand.
Mm.
I got to go do 7 miles now.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to do 8 miles after that.
Mm-hmm.
And then 9 and then 10. And I'm taking 10 days in between.
Mm-hmm.
Not because I noticed my muscles are ready, but my joints are not.
Mm.
So, you know, I don't want to ego macho it, like I got this, I might have it, yeah, but let me just, you know, these days are gonna pass, like, you know, I'm gonna be here anyway, so let me just take some time, because if I pop something, I'm gonna be out for a while.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I move around every day, I don't want to not have this vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, imagine getting a flat tire and you have to go to work right now.
Yeah.
like oh man. So,
and then we're all about super athlete getting, turning our clients, our busy professionals, entrepreneurs, moms, coaches, into super athletes. It's really about just becoming physically and mentally elite. What do you feel like is the number one reason that someone who's not in the fitness space or is not a professional athlete, like what is the biggest benefit to them in getting in the best physical condition of their life? Like what other benefits do you...
Mental clarity.
Okay.
Like all around mental clarity, because no matter what you look like, without mental clarity, like, you're not going to get things done. You're not going to have that discipline. You know, the meditation helps you bring that mental clarity to a certain degree. And then so does the fitness, helps you with a little, you know, a certain degree. And then eating a certain way helps as well. So all these little things stack up.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's that 1% for the day. It's just like, you know, say you're in a stock or what have you. You know, it goes up and down.
Mm-hmm.
But you want to be moving on an uptrend.
Mm-hmm.
You can move on an uptrend, no matter how slow that uptrend is, even if it's just consolidating, and then, you know, but it's consolidating upward, you know, start moving to a little uptrend. That's fine. Everyone's different.
Mm-hmm.
So just, you know, take it one step at a time, take it a day at a time, and aim for the mental clarity, which I would say the best way to get that is just stop eating processed foods.
Mm.
And it's easier said than done. I get it. I would say, if you can, what I did first, I remember because like it was like a while ago and I didn't have any any funds. I went on Amazon and bought like a 25-pound bag of quinoa that lasts me forever.
Not bad.
You know? And then I just bought, I was at the farmer's market. Go, oh yeah, shop at your local farmer's market if you can, or farm, or just figure out someone. I would just say like push away from the store because I go to this butcher that has salmon. Someone actually brings it to me. They gave me salmon, and then I went one day. It was wild caught, and then I went one day to the store. I don't know if it was Trader Joe's or if it was Whole Foods. It was one of those two, and I got the wild caught, and I noticed it was like super orange. And I'm like, okay, and then it didn't taste the same as the one I got from the butcher at all. The one from the butcher was flaky and fell apart. This one was a little. It was flexing on me a little bit. I'm like, I don't even know. Like, how long ago did that die? You know what I mean?
Many moons ago.
Yeah. Like, you never know how long the chicken you've been eating passed or anything. And it's like, man, that's why I would like to get my own land. And, you know, after this, I'm probably going to move outside the country, start going to blue zones, which is the health zone, people of over 100 years old. So that's very important for me to just. And then be able to give back to people, or maybe get some spots out there and do some retreats, do some resorts, you know, some type of stuff like that. That would be great. I just want to give back to people and show people, because a lot of people don't even know that these things exist. They don't know that a lot of the stuff they eat in the store is not good for them. About 27 out of 30 aisles you should not go in. Like, you could have a store basically like... almost in this room, you know, like, we don't need a huge Walmart.
Yeah.
So like, but you know, it's to each his own, and not everybody's ready when they're ready, when they're ready. So just got to let them, you know, you can't push something. Some people just want to complain and other people want solutions, you know? So
I want the solutions.
Definitely.
Matt Martin, man, you killed it. You were home run like I knew you would be. I'm excited to do a round number two, hopefully in one of the blue zones. What blue zone are we going to first?
Costa Rica.
Yeah. And then you have a great IG and you have a great YouTube. You want to share with the audience what those are and best way for people to connect?
Yeah, so it's Martin Mindset, MartinMindset, on Instagram and on YouTube. And I'm actually about to change it soon. It's just going to be the Matt Martin Mindset, but
okay.
But it'll be fine. There's that on Instagram and YouTube. On TikTok, it's the Real Martin Mindset. It will be a Matt Martin Mindset soon, but don't worry about that.
We'll put links below, and then we'll make sure to update it when the new links come in as well.
Okay. Also, I'm going to get back on my YouTube. There's many things that people have been asking me for. So, I'm doing live tomorrow, actually, on my YouTube. Anyway, every Wednesday, just about every Wednesday I do a live. I'm going to talk about the 5-mile run I did.
Okay.
And like what it took to even get to that point.
Okay. You know, love that.
Because everybody's like, oh, your knees are going to be bad. And
yeah.
Matter of fact, somebody bet me $100 that I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
So I ran 6 instead.
Take your money. Yeah.
I was like, oh, you don't think I could do it?
Yeah.
I'm going to run 6.
Yeah.
I was going to run 7, but somebody was waiting for me. They had some food for me. So like, I'm hungry after this.
Yeah. Point proven.
Yep. But yeah, I'm just going to keep going. But yeah, so I'm going to get more onto probably tomorrow. I'm actually about to go record a whole bunch of content. I got to come down there some, you know, when you come out, get some content going.
100%.
I want to lean more towards just more information. I'm gonna be talking more. I notice people want to hear me talk. Like, how did you get to that point? A lot of times when people see somebody like me that looks how I look, like an action figure, they usually have their shirt off and they don't know what they're talking about. And they just have their shirt off because it's like, just look at me. So I realized that, so I'm gonna like get me a little tank top. This is the Matt Martin Mindset. So I don't know what it is, but you know, that's just like the stereotype.
Yeah. People want to know the how, just like you want to know the how. There's a lot of people out there.
It's all about the logistics, baby.
Yeah. Cool. Matt, good friend, man. Really appreciate you. And again, we're going to Costa Rica for round 2. Thank you for coming on Super Athlete Radio.
I appreciate you. Thank you. Peace and blessings.